producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Conversation on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Today's program features Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn. Roberta complaining, Jennifer laughing. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. He's looking at those red lights, the green lights, the yellow lights.
It's also pretty. It's like Christmas.
Don't press that blue one over there, though, Rich.
And Kenny Kessler, who's monitoring social media for us.
Facebook. Bagging groceries. Who's bagging groceries?
That'd be Roberta. Whenever there's noise like that, that would be Roberta. Yeah.
Wait a minute. You want the blue button, Jennifer?
Yeah.
Here's the blue button.
Governor Chris Christie said in an interview yesterday that New Jersey would not accept Syrian refugees, which is too bad because Syrian refugees would be the first people ever to arrive in New Jersey and say, hey, this is much better.
That's the blue button.
Gotta love it.
There we go.
Oh,
all right, so the state of the oil industry and how cars and industry in general are propelled. The people who are wondering about what's going on in the Middle East, the oil that's coming out of the ground there, the competition with American oil and the Venezuelan oil and the Mexican oil. There is so much oil. As a matter of fact, if you were to take a trip, Roberta's now living in Louisiana. You go, if you headed west, you go down the end, the mouth of the Mississippi River.
Oh, my goodness. There are tens of thousands of oil rigs out in the Gulf of Mexico.
And
it's alarming.
There is, and with them, on an average, the basis for this number is a 24-hour period. There are 40 tankers waiting in line to load the crude oil that's coming from that area. This is an amazing, and by the way, the same scene is playing off the coast of Singapore and off the coast of China, the Persian Gulf. There is no logjam. As a matter of fact, some people are, and I don't know that these people are in the know, but at the because there is so much oil and there is demand falling everywhere, some people think that the price is going to go down another $10 a barrel. So the average price for gasoline has gone up a little bit in the last week or so. The average is $2.19. I still have some $1.99 gasoline around where I am, but I've noticed it going up a couple of points.
$1.79.
Where you are. Well, that's because it's all right there. The refineries are there.
Yeah.
They don't have to pay for transportation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What about you, Kenny and Jen? What are you paying for gas on the West Coast?
I feel like it was under like $2.90. I know that the gas guy was all excited for me the other day because I paid for gas and I used my rewards card and I had some points and I paid like $2.50. He's like, that's great to pay $2.50 for gas. Oh my, he was like going bananas about how good that was.
Wow, super. Kenny, well, same probably where you are. It doesn't make much difference in California. The price is all pretty much the same.
Yeah, I pulled in the station so excited because it said $2.77, but that was the cash price, it was actually $2.87.
Yeah, with a card. Richie, what are you paying for gas in the mid-central states?
You know what? I don't know, Doug. I want to say,
Rich.
Yeah, because it was
walking to work these days?
No, I was in California all the way, Oregon and California, where I paid like $2.30 and $2.70.
That was good.
And then, so I haven't filled up my car in a couple of weeks here.
All right. So the average price this year versus last year in this same week, 74 cents below the price. The national average price this week is 74 cents below the national average price a year ago. And that's because the Russians are keep pumping, the Saudi Arabians keep pumping, the Persian Gulf states are keeping up, and the demand and growth in China has pretty much stopped because their commodity business and their manufacturing business is, I mean, it isn't destroyed, but it certainly isn't what it was. So there's a real slowdown over there. So there is a stockpile of 3 billion barrels of oil at the moment around the world. 3 billion barrels of crude oil, which is about a month's worth of production, and at the rate we're using it, about a month and 10 days worth. So every month they're producing more oil, and the backlog is getting bigger. A year ago at this time, there wasn't enough oil for a week. There was, we were that close to use versus demand, and now it's a month. This is a massive cushion, and that's why the price of oil has reached about $40 a barrel, and again, a year ago at this time. So let's think about it this way. A year ago at this time, the price was about $100 a barrel. So it's down to 40. That means it's 60% lower than it was. What we're paying at the pump is 73 cents on that. Well, do you realize how badly we're getting screwed?
Yeah.
I mean, really and truly, how much, when you look at the profits at the end of the year for the big major oil companies, they're going to be astronomical because they're paying so little. Still, the price, they have to bring the price down because competition is going to bring the price down at the pump. But still, if you figure it's 60% less what they're paying to buy the oil and to produce the gasoline from it, and we were paying 74 cents a gallon. Do the math. 74 cents on top of, what did I say? It was 219? Right? Isn't that what I said? Yeah, it was. So that's $2.93. So 293 was the average a year ago. 219 now. So how does that, 60% of 293, if you take and make it easy, a buck and a half, it would be half. If you, even the price of gasoline for them still to make a lot of money ought to be about $1.50 a gallon. And we're up, we're still way over for the average, over $2 a gallon. So why is that? It's because we are silly enough to keep using this stuff. But there is there's a change here, and you can see it in the cars that we're driving and the amount of mileage that we're driving and the way, I mean, I'm not a big fan of the EPA, but some of the things that have been required by the EPA to clean up air in places like the Los Angeles Basin, you can see the result of that. Is that because of cars? To a point. Is that because of industry? To a point. There are all kinds of things that went in together, and the state of California just figured, hey, Los Angeles is our biggest attraction. We better clean it up. So it wasn't so much the feds as it was the state cleaning up California. And so it's much easier when you go, when you actually land in Los Angeles now, you can see the airport. Which when I first started, we couldn't see the airport.
Yeah, it's a huge.
You don't have that yellow haze anymore.
No, there used to be. You could see four layers.
Yellow.
You could actually see four layers when you were landing.
Used to land. Yeah. Yes. Right. Yes.
So anyway, let's see. Arco Petroleum building a giant position in Texas shale fields. Oil shale is sand with oil in it. And they pick up, they've figured out a way of getting the oil out of the shale, out of the sand.
Can I ask a question? If it's sand with oil in it, why wouldn't we call it shoil instead of shale?
You know, that's a very good question. I don't know how to answer.
Who was the dummy behind that?
I don't know. Should we take that under advisement?
Please.
Let's send it along to our official group.
She's such a scientist.
And she is, isn't she? Very impressive.
Yep. Love it. Love it.
All right. It's 15 past the hour. Some more things relating to your car in a moment here on Good Day.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Many know Ed Shames as one of the Band of Brothers in World War II and a decorated American hero. But at the start of the war, he considered becoming a Canadian fighter pilot.
Canada had ads in newspapers and magazines. They were looking for Spitfire fighter pilots. And of course, at that time, they would take somebody out of the kindergarten if they thought they could qualify.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on Ed Shames, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
All right, it's 17 and change after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer.
Hello.
And Kenny and Richie and Roberta. So if you're a taxi owner in New York, Roberta, this is...
You probably smell like pickles.
Well, the taxi commission is suing Uber. And they told the judge yesterday the reason they're suing them is because Uber is destroying their business and threatening their livelihoods. They actually had the stupidity and the balsam to tell the judge that the number of Uber riders has increased by almost 4 million in the past year. The number of cab pickups fell by almost the same number.
How embarrassing to complain. What? They're taking my business. Why don't they fix their business?
Exactly.
Why don't they fix the cab business?
I find this almost incredulous that these people are that stupid.
You know,
it is politics.
When I just went to Dulles Airport, I got a ride from a cab driver. And we were asking him, we were talking, just he and I were just kind of chatting on the 15-minute ride about Uber. And he said, I used to do Uber, but it's not a good deal if you're a full-time driver because of the wear and tear on your car. He goes, if you're just a part-time driver, Uber is great, but I need somebody to take care of the brakes, the transmission.
The person riding doesn't care about that stuff.
It was interesting, a perspective from a guy who tried it and just like.
Do you want to know why Uber is getting under everybody's skin? Because they're smart marketers. They are today announcing they will provide Uber Health, on-demand service delivering wellness packs in addition to registered nurses who can give you flu shots. The Uber people, I saw this article in the Huffington Post today, they have a wellness pack, a water bottle, recyclable tote bag, tissues, hand sanitizer, and a lollipop if you're sick. When you're riding in an Uber cab, if you got a cold, they'll give you that. But they're offering to give you flu shots.
Traveling. They also puppy Uber, too, which I think is great.
What's puppy Uber?
Puppy and kitty Uber, where they have their car filled with kittens and puppies, and you can go and pay Uber to come bring the car full of kittens to you for 30 minutes.
Really?
How fun is that? You can play with kittens.
That's got to smell nice.
Yeah. Who cares?
Who would want to sit in that?
Kitties.
Well, but they're smart marketers. That's what marketing today is the key to everybody's success.
How much would someone need to pay you to put 30 kitties in your car?
I'd take that, Rich. Are you kidding? I would pay
that. Not enough money in the world.
No kidding. I would drive my car off a cliff if it had 30 cats in it.
Really?
Society.
See if we can find 30 cats for Rich's car. 21 past the hour on Good Day.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Lead Law Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
On today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, our video of the day today at DougSteffen.com is from a pilot named Mike Wagner. Now, I'm going to play, or Richie actually, to be technically correct, I'm going to play you some audio from this video. Mr. Wagner is a private pilot, and he finds that he and his coworkers sit around all day waiting for the flight to begin. He's the private pilot. They are on call, if you will. So he decided to use his time and make a music video, which is a parody of the classic Beach Boys song, I Get Around, but instead it's called I Sit Around. Gotta watch this. So, what a lot of people don't know about these pilots is that they fly for different airlines, the NetJets, the BizJet, they're all these private outfits. Some of them have their own planes that they hire out. And I'll tell you something, if I had the money, I This is the only way I would fly. I would never get on another commercial jetliner in my life. I would pay. You can pay a monthly fee for these things and partner with somebody. And you know, if you do a lot of flying, no, I'm not crazy. I would do this rather than you can pay certain fees. I'm going to start traveling a lot more than I have. Usually in the wintertime I travel a lot, but I'm going to start this next year and go.
Names to Buddy Holly, Stevie Ray.
Ah, but you're not. They're not. They were in the trash can.
Stewart.
These new planes that they have, these
Otis
private
Redding.
Planes.
Otis Redding.
Yeah. Okay, so now I'm dead, I guess.
Those things, you talk about those no. Airbus crap cans?
Yeah,
you're
they are.
Dead crap. When you step in one of these.
No, airplanes. I'm not.
And here's
no.
also an idea. Don't build your own aircraft.
No.
Yeah, like John Denver.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
John Denver.
Yeah, you are sounding very foolish now.
Of name, like, and you're on, like, the radio or a musician, you're dead when you get in one of these.
Limbaugh's got his own plane. He's had his own plane for 15, 16 years.
And look at him.
They're going to get him.
No, I think that there are those new planes. A lot of them are being made by the bigger manufacturers. Brer is making private planes now, even Boeing, but they're big. They're using a mock off of a 737 to make private planes. That's the kind of stuff that Trump or somebody like that would.
Not me, dude.
But I find.
I get on an airplane and I scout the other people on the airplane. I'm looking for a nun.
Thanks
to
like,
a nun?
Yeah, like kids who you know are looking for adopted parents, stuff like that. I want stories. I want good people.
I'm looking to sit in the seat, have a meal, and look at some movies and TV
please,
shows.
Please stop
and leave
talking.
Me alone.
Yeah, yeah, really.
That's stop what talking, I say. What I do. I don't want
I'm
anybody.
I'm looking for empty rows.
Yeah. Well, if you're fortunate, you can get a seat with a view and a meal. And go to sleep. Or the only person I want to sit next to and talk to is Meredith. I don't want to talk to any of these other people.
That's just rude.
Why? I don't.
What about us? What if we flew together? You won't sit with us?
Well, when I flew with you,
no.
No, remember we both wanted aisles, so you sat in front of me. I saved you a seat. Remember?
I do remember that.
Right. That was boring. To fly
and you were reading like Cal Fancy.
I am very boring. I am absolutely boring this year.
It was reading Cal Fancy.
28 past the hour.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Looking to become an entrepreneur and purchase your first business? Benetrends Financial has been helping entrepreneurs fund their dreams of business ownership for over 30 years. Whether it's using a retirement plan to buy a business, securing an SBA loan, or utilizing a dozen other options, Benetrends works hard every day to get entrepreneurs the funding they need, quickly, safely, and economically. Speak with a funding expert today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
After the hour, on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn, plus Rich McFadden in Washington, our controls are being handily watched. And I say watch, that doesn't mean he's doing anything. Well, he's just right. Watching them.
That's right.
Kenny Kessler.
Five screens, no waiting.
Is in charge of research, and he's found out some interesting things about these anonymous hackers. It appears that they have taken down already over 5,000 Twitter accounts that are related to ISIM. And ISIS apparently started it, or ISIM started by calling them idiots. So...
ISIS started it by attacking France, and then Anonymous said, it's on. We are at total war with ISIS, and we're coming after you. And to which ISIS said, who cares, you're a bunch of idiots.
Right.
To which Anonymous said, no problem.
Watch us.
We just shut off 5,500 of your Twitter accounts. And oh, by the way, here's the address of an ISIS European recruiter.
Mm-hmm.
Go get him.
Yeah.
So let me tell you something.
If Anonymous is coming after them, oh, yeah. I think Anonymous could do more damage to ISIS than all the bombing can do to them.
Yeah. Good.
I think Anonymous can really do some damage here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Serious damage.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Roll for it, Anonymous.
Oh. All right, so those of you who are not worried about traveling for Thanksgiving, which, by the way, is a week away, Thanksgiving a week.
Oh,
next week,
goodness.
The most traveled week of the year, during the holiday weekend, almost 50 million Americans are going to travel 50 miles or more, the highest number since 2007, since before the recession. Things are turning around for people. At least they'll spend a little dough to go on a trip. And so we're back to this fascinating discussion about what will happen Thanksgiving 2027, when the roadways are filled with self-driving cars. Will that take the fun out of you going to Grandma's house for Thanksgiving? It really is. I'm not sure we're contemplating this as much as we might. We had a poll at DougStephan.com overnight. What do you think about self-driving cars? I thought the results were interesting. 33% said, I don't like the idea of giving up control. That would have been me. 23% said, I'm still waiting for flying cars. That would have been Roberta. Let's see here. 16% said, I might use it occasionally like cruise control. 15%, I might try it after they work the bugs out. 13% of you said, awesome. I can't wait to get one. I think most people don't even begin to understand what these cars are all about. The car show season has kicked off. The LA Auto Show is going on right now. And if you look at some of the cars that were on display on Tuesday, the number of cars that are aimed at self-driving. This is the hot topic, self-driving car technology. The show opened to the public with models being introduced. Mercedes-Benz has one. Mitsubishi has one. Volvo
technology.
They have an SUV that drives itself now. We had that story at DougStephan.com
a while
ago.
Volvo is claiming that by the year 2020, nobody should be killed or seriously injured in a Volvo automobile because of their anti-accident technology.
Well, it's all going to be computerized, so it's great if it works, but what happens if there's a problem with the technology? Car just stops, you don't go anywhere.
At this point, what it is cameras and radar on your bumpers.
Yeah, well, we have those now.
That will first warn you and then take over if you don't react in time.
When I back up in my Rover, I can see what's behind me.
Yeah, but you don't have it on your front bumper.
I have a beep, beep, beep on my front bumper.
Do you? Does it hit the brakes for you?
No, it doesn't hit the brakes.
Okay, that's what's next.
Yeah. So it'll automatically stop me.
So, well, what it does is that if you get too close to the car in front of you, it starts beeping, and there have been two instances where it prevented me from having an accident.
What happens if it stops you too quickly and there's somebody behind you that's too close to you? What happens then?
I mean, this way we can all stare down at our phones and not have to look up until we hear the beeps.
Sorry, I'd rather be driving and looking at the scenery, thanks. Yeah.
Well, I was looking in the rearview mirror.
This whole discussion this week has been a focus because of the Google self-driving car being pulled over for driving too slowly. It was driving 24 miles an hour in a 35 mile an hour zone. And everybody's, and then, by the way, the operator, whoever it was, see, I haven't gotten to the bottom of who actually got the ticket yet. The operator was cited as violating code 22400 of the California vehicle laws.
There's an operator in the car. He's just not driving it. So he got the ticket.
Yeah. Really?
Yes. These Google cars.
By the way, they're weird looking, these things.
Right. They're small little VW Beetle type looking things. They are not autonomous 100%. There's somebody in the car.
So can you give a ticket? I've forgotten whether you can get a ticket for driving too slowly. I know you can on the
freeway.
You can, absolutely. It's dangerous on the freeway if you're driving too slowly. It's absolutely dangerous.
Yeah.
Get out of my way. You're going to kill somebody.
Okay. Look out for Richie. He's coming. He's coming.
Oh, you won't have to look out for me. I'll fly by you.
Really?
Yes.
I think it takes all the fun out of them. Ford, by the way, Richie, you were talking about Volvo. Ford is testing a self-driving car in Michigan in that fake city. They have a fake metropolis in Ann Arbor. So they built a city to test the car without it really being a city. Well, there's nobody around. It's like a set in the back lot of Paramount. That's what they built so that they could test these cars in a situation where there was traffic, where there were buildings, that sort of thing. But it's not a real city. It's one that they build. It's like a testing track. You go out near that place I used to own in Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
The Ford track is like 30,000 acres, and they drive, they do everything. They roll the cars over, they crash them into trees, run them into other cars.
I love that job.
They do whatever. It's like a demolition derby to see what the cars can take. They floor it. They put the engines out, don't put any oil in them to see how long it'll take to blow out the engine. You know.
Great job there.
That's the ultimate guy job. You realize that?
No oil in a transmission. Let's see how long a new transmissions can last without any oil in them.
If
how
you long drink the rear end last? Music videos at the same time you do that
that's
job.
Perfect, right?
Oh man.
Yeah. That's really though. It's called M City. And it's named after Michigan City, but it's not Michigan. So they have, it is Michigan, but it's not Michigan City, Michigan. Like Indiana, what is it, Michigan City, Indiana? There's Michigan City, Michigan, or Michigan City, Indiana? But would you, meanwhile, back to the testing areas, where wouldn't it be better to test these cars where there are seasons, like so they can be tested in the bad weather months? I want to know if this car's driving. What happens? You heard me. I hope if you didn't hear me, I'll send you to hour number 4, I think, today in the archives at DougStephan.com. I told a story about being in an accident in Denver during a snowstorm. So how do these cars deal with that situation? How can they, I was to sort of retell the story. Quickly, there was a FedEx truck that had jackknifed in front of me in a snowstorm on the interstate going through Denver. And so I was in a budget rental truck, and I slowed down and couldn't stop because I was hit in the back by somebody who pushed my rear end around. And so I ended up running into the FedEx truck. But how do you, if I'm not driving the truck or the car, or the guy in the FedEx truck isn't driving, how do you deal with a situation like that and in bad weather? Honestly, I don't even begin to understand how a computer could get you out of that kind of situation. Am I asking a question that makes some sense?
I'm sure they're testing this.
Human beings
have to have something.
Yeah, they're testing it, but also a computer would be able to pick up how the car is spinning, the rate that it's spinning, and be able to counteract that, to correct it much faster than a human can, or most of us really don't.
Yeah, but you don't know what the scenario is. You're not looking around at all the things you can see.
It's
it's going to stop it. That's all.
No, I think it's also going to correct the course of the car.
How do you do that with sliding in a way that you can't predict where it's going to go?
The computer will... You'd be surprised what they can do. The computer will be able to see what is... It's just like anti-lock brakes.
What is
think
the...
How anti-lock
it's still scary to hand over control, isn't
Kenny,
it?
Kenny, weren't we talking today about a... wasn't there a story that we did earlier on about a robot or a robot taking a test, an SAT test?
Stephen Colbert.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right. So Colbert was talking about this robot that took an SAT test.
It's hard to tell who are the people and who are the robots. That's how fast the robots are progressing.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but I sincerely fear the eventual enslavement of the human race by the metal men. I know what you're saying. Oh, they'd never do that. And it's only getting worse because there's shocking news out of Japan. Robot designers have now created an artificial intelligence robot that recently passed Japan's standardized college entrance exam. It's like your SATs. Okay, so this thing's going to college. The only silver lining is that there might be a chance now to avoid a robot uprising, because after earning a Bachelor of Arts in medieval French literature, the robots will not be able to enslave us because they'll be too busy paying off their student loans.
All right. Here's a way for you to help the way you look. Roberta's all about looking. She wants to take advantage of what we have with Super Beats. Well, here you go, Roberta. This is the story with Genucel.
Some of this too. I've used this. It's great stuff. I want some more of it.
She's all about the freebies.
Oh, my gosh.
It's all
it's good stuff. I've used the Genucel. It's fabulous.
800.
There's a number for that.
543-9262. Roberta didn't get all the money she's got, Richie, by spending it all. She's got to save a little here and save a little there. 800-543-9262. You heard what Roberta said. It's great stuff, and it works.
Great stuff.
Now, I might tell you what it does. It's supposed to be good for getting rid of the lines around your eyes, the bags, the puffiness.
Oh, yeah.
There's a new a product that they have. It's called the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment that comes along with Genucel and does, as you might expect, get rid of the dark circles under your eyes. So get two products for the price of one. Genucel. Purell and Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, so your eyes will look as fantastic as you want them to. So you look really good when you visit Thanksgiving. I'm with the rest of your family. Hey, how you doing? Hey, you look great. What's going on with you? I can't put my finger on it. And you can say, it's all about the eyes, Max. 800-543-9262. This is a great offer. Platinum Dark Circle Treatment free when you order GenuCell for 3 months at 800-543-9262.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order a Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
This MultiView special report is brought to you by Intel. According to the Consumer Electronics Association's Holiday Retail Outlook Study, 65% of Americans plan to buy tech gifts this season. With tablets, smartphones, and laptops topping the holiday wish list, new devices powered by Intel's 6th-gen core processors, Intel's best processor ever, are bound to be among this year's favorites. 6th-generation Intel core-based systems are faster than ever, offering 2.5 times the performance, triple the battery life, and enhanced security, as well as 30 times better 3D graphics. Stephanie Matthew is an Intel spokesperson.
This holiday season, Intel is powering dozens of the thinnest, lightest, and sleekest devices ever. The combination of Intel's best processors and Windows 10, which runs best on the 6th-generation Intel Core processors, enables new, amazing experiences, making now the best time to buy a new PC.
Whether it is a laptop, 2-in-1, tablet, Intel Compute Stick, or all-in-1, there is an Intel-powered device for everyone this holiday season. For more information, visit Intel.com.
Hey, can I get a sip of that?
Parents, even if your child was vaccinated against meningococcal meningitis, he or she may not be protected against meningitis B. It's an uncommon disease that can lead to death within 24 hours and can be spread by your child's typical sharing behavior. Talk to a doctor today about vaccinating with Trumenba, meningococcal group B vaccine, and learn more at protectagainstb.com.
Cool, thanks. See ya.
Trumenba is a vaccine for 10 through 25-year-olds for immunization to help prevent group B meningococcal disease. Trumenba should not be given if you had a severe allergic reaction after a previous dose. Most common side effects were injection site pain, fatigue, headache, muscle pain, and chills. Group B vaccine should not be interchanged within a series. Tell your doctor if you're pregnant. Ask your doctor about all risks and benefits of Trumenba. The FDA-approved product labeling can be found at protectagainstb.com. See our ad in Eating Well magazine.
It's 48 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and Richie and Roberta and I have been talking on and off about the situation in Paris and where the refugees are coming from and whether or not they ought to come to our country in general. There's an interesting overview of this problem on the Huffington Post today, making a point about refugees not becoming terrorists and how we have done this in the past. Can you want to synopsize in about 35 seconds what really is here?
Well, there's a lot of fear and a lot of misinformation out there.
Yep.
But none of the ISIS attackers have been refugees. And none of the attacks that have happened in the U.S. have been from refugees.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of, those are the two of the biggest things that people seem to be so scared about.
Well, there is all this fear-based thinking. I can't make up my mind what I really think about this, frankly. I think we do have a rich tradition in allowing and encouraging people to come and settle in our country, but we've had too much bad experience with the illegal immigrants who have just come and sucked our lifeblood. I think a lot of jobs have gone to people that are not interested in America. They come here, they take advantage of what we have that's good, and then they go away. And so I think there's got to be something in all of this that mitigates that concern. And I don't know that we found the formula yet, because there's a lot of suspicion and fear. That's really what it's all about. I noticed that one of the merchandise managers who was with some of the musicians who were on tour was killed in the attacks on Friday. His name is Nick Alexander, and there's a GoFundMe for him that's reached $85,000 wow. to take care of his family in the last 3 days. Pretty interesting. You want to check it out at GoFundMe.com. 51 after on Good Day.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Now 53 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for Tech Talk, or it's Tech Talk time. Greg Steffen is here, technical editor for Men's Health Magazine, with a focus on Chromebit. You know, those things that wealthy people buy for their horses.
I don't know what a bit is. Yeah, I know what a bit is. Okay.
It's probably you may be the only. Well, there are a few people listening that might have gotten that. So, Greg,
I'm chomping on my bit
right now to get to the real story about
the tech
Chromebit.
Part of this, yes.
We'll get to that in a moment. Is it the color of the exterior and interior that grabs your attention when
or
shopping?
The motion in the ocean
for a car? How about its engine or its miles per gallon? Brian Osich on what really is driving. When you hear how much the technology interests of people are driving sales of cars today.
The LA Auto Show is underway, and this year, technology is king. Auto Trader's 2015 In-Vehicle Technology Shopper Influence Study finds car buyers care more about smartphone integration and infotainment features than cost and color of the vehicle. Auto Trader senior analyst Michelle Krebs says brand loyalty is out the window.
Of those surveyed,
65% said they would switch vehicle brands to have all of the technology features they desired in their next vehicle. Increasingly, consumers surveyed said they want features like Wi-Fi and streaming music services, along with must-haves like cruise control, diagnostic alerts, and USB charging ports.
This puts the pressure on automakers to anticipate and deliver technologies consumers want most.
Our survey found 9 of 10 consumers likely to purchase a vehicle in the next year said they already have or plan to research the latest technologies as they shop for their new vehicle. This is a great opportunity for automakers and consumers to come together and learn more about today's newest technologies.
For more, go to autotrader.com. That's Consumer Focus from AutoTrader.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and 2 implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
All right, Greg Stebbin, let's get to the bottom of this $85 investment in this new Google Chrome bit, a tiny stick that contains a full computer with a rock chip ARM processor. What the 2 GB of RAM? Do I even understand what this
no,
is?
No, you clearly do not understand this.
Thank you.
But I'm going to help.
I hope you will help us all.
So this is actually a very useful...
I'm reading the story we have at Doug Stebbin. And I still don't understand.
Well, that's why I'm here.
Okay. Yeah.
So there's this trend of essentially putting an entire computer on a little thing about a little bigger than a thumb drive.
Oh, nice.
So in the case of this Google Chrome bit, you plug it into the HDMI port of, let's say, a TV or a monitor, which are clearly not computers, and you have now transformed that TV or monitor into a computer. Now, in this case, you've transformed it into a Chrome running computer, but there are also devices like ones called the Compute Stick, from Intel that does the same thing, but it actually will turn any TV or monitor into a Windows 10 computer.
Hmm.
So you literally can carry the entire computer in your shirt pocket and move it from place to place, which is a very big idea.
Hmm. Okay. All right. So I don't know why this is a technology item, but we think so much about Amazon and how their business model seems to be built around technology. They are going to extend Black Friday. As a matter of fact, I think next Wednesday they're starting. How many of these other retailers who was in Black Friday? What's Monday? Isn't Monday
Cyber Monday,
right?
Yes.
So they're a week or two ahead of the curve. Does that make a difference? And this time they're all looking for cash, it looks like to me.
It's a technology story in that they can get this message out thanks to technology. You know, 20 years ago, we wouldn't have known they were doing it because there was no internet.
Yeah.
And of course, in the case of Amazon and frankly every other retailer today, you may never go near a store. You might just do all of your shopping online.
Mm-hmm.
You can see how that's a threat to the original idea of Black Friday because you sit at home and shop.
Yeah. Okay. The reports from Paris on encryption, using encrypted messages, and that's how they got by local law enforcement. Is this going to be an increasing problem?
Yes, and it's not a surprising problem. I mean, from the day people began to start messaging and then messaging with encrypted messages, many have seen that these kinds of problems would just grow and grow and grow, and that's exactly what's happening.
So it takes a smart person to figure out this encrypted stuff, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
I would think, man, you'd think about it. Oh, I don't understand what Chromebit is. Imagine me being in charge of something like that. 59 past.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. cancellation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.